Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. There's a difference between a tactic and a strategy. And I am saying this because I want you to also understand that in your business, in order for you to really see the results, you have to do things you have to implement a strategy for a period of time for you to really get a sense if it's working. You can't just do it once, or you can't even just do it twice to figure out if it's actually working. And a great example of this is like email marketing. A lot of clients are now coming on board email marketing for whatever reason, right? And they figure, okay, let me send one email a week, or let me send one email a month, right? And then when they don't get the open rate, they're not getting people responding to it, then they, you know, throw their hands in the air and say, Adanna, well, it's not working. But the truth is, you actually haven't given it enough time to work, right? A strategy means implementing something over a period of time. I would say even 3 months for you to really get feedback from your audience, so that you can actually look back at your insights and look back at your analytics and then make a decision about, okay, how do I move forward, maybe in the next quarter or maybe the next 90 days? How do I tweak this strategy that I have so that I can get an even greater response? Because think about it, if your audience is not accustomed getting emails from you, and then randomly they get one email, they're not going to respond. If they get 2 emails, 3 emails, they still may not respond, right? Because you are still testing out the type of emails that make sense to them. You're still testing out maybe the offers that will make sense to them. They're also trying to figure out, this person serious? This person serious? It takes a while, right? And that's why we say certain things like, you know, you have to have at least 5 to 7 touch points with your ideal clients before they say, yes, I'm ready to buy. And that applies to your emails as well. That applies to your consistency with your social media. That applies to your consistency with your following up. And, you know, when you send out proposals, or if you are jumping into the DMs or whatever to have conversations with your clients, right? I mean, that happens a lot of times, especially when you're brand new in business, especially when people don't know that you exist as yet. You don't have a very strong brand presence and brand authority as yet. You have to do the extra, right, in order to create that. When you start to create great brand authority and people know you, right, your name is well known, your brand is well known, you might not have to do it as consistently, because your audience is going to respond much quicker. But if you're brand new, right, you're now setting up your brand authority, you're now setting up your brand, and you're now getting people to know that you exist, to build that know, like, and trust, to build that relationship with your audience, then it takes time, guys. Nothing happens overnight. It happens over time. And the struggle that a lot of you entrepreneurs have is that you're not patient with yourself. You lack that resilience to have the consistency to do something for a period of time. I always say, give yourself 90 days, 60 days to 90 days, right? To do it consistently, but do it correctly, yeah, guys. Don't start off hot and sweaty and then don't do it for 2-3 weeks and then come back and do it. Because when you come back and do it, you're starting again from day one. You're starting from day one. So do it consistently, whether that's showing up on TikTok every single day, whether that's sending one email per day, whether that's doing one video per day and sharing it with your audience, whether that's doing reels every single day, whether that's following up with a new client every single day, whether that's sending out 5 proposals every single week, whatever the strategy that you are employing, do it consistently for a period of time in order for you to get the results that you want to get. It does not happen overnight. It happens over time, right? A tactic is something that you do very, very short term. You do it for 2 weeks and that's it. That's a tactic. A strategy is something that you are consistently, intentionally doing, activity that you're intentionally and strategically doing to get a particular result. You'll understand the difference. So let's talk more about strategies. Jump into my DMs. Leave a comment underneath here. Click the link. Let's set up a a consultation, because your strategy has to be consistent for you to get the results that you actually want, right? And I want to make sure that you all have the best strategies for your business. So what strategy are you employing right now? Jump into my DMs. Let's talk more about it, right? I'm really glad to help you. Have a great day, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.